Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want you to get your Bible, and we're getting ready to go into a message that we taught at our local church entitled Created Unto Good Works from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 down to verse 10. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. We know that our good works didn't save us, but I want to focus on why we should do good works according to the scripture. Let's go into the message now, already in progress. God bless you.
Okay, Father, we thank you as we approach the word this morning in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor. Lord, encourage us through the word of God. And Father, let us be true Christians in our heart and in our lives and the way we conduct ourselves, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So Ephesians 2, verse 8 through 10, it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that again. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Verse 9 and 10. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God, now notice this latter part of this verse, which God has ordained that we should walk in them. And I'm going to try to talk a few minutes about created unto good works. God created us unto good works, and then he ordained that we should walk in them. Now, the average church get a bitter taste in their mouth if you talk about works, because what they have done is they have connected the works of the law with the works of a believer. And you got to separate the two, okay? Because the church had become so works oriented that it just left a bad taste in everybody's mouth. And anytime you mention works, they say, oh, that's legalism. That's legalism. So they threw all the works out the window. But the Bible says that when we were saved by his mercy and by his grace. And then he created us unto good works. Then he turned around and ordained that all of his people walk in good works. And you're going to throw that out the window? No, body of Christ, we got to bring those back to the church. And we got to talk about it without fear. You've been ordained for good works. Do you not know that when you don't walk in good works, people will not know you're a Christian? There is no way possible anybody going to know that God is in you if you don't show it by your works and your actions. Impossible. You are created unto good works. Now, salvation is clear, very clear. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. We know that the works didn't save us. It was God's kindness, God's mercy, God's love that he planned to save all of us. Okay. And then the Bible said, even when we was dead and trespasses and sin, his great love. I like that, great love. God had a great love for all of us while we were sinning. His great love planned to redeem us. And he, from the foundation of the world, decided, I'm going to save the murderer if they want to be saved. I'm going to save the whoremonger if they want to be saved. I'm going to save the pimps. I'm going to save everybody that want to be saved. And it was by his goodness and his mercy that he planned to save us all. And then there's a scripture. And then watch this now. I'm going to quote this. And it's going to give you a different picture of grace. If the church would get a different picture of what grace is, they wouldn't be taking grace into sinning now. Yeah, because preachers teach it now that you can't sin your salvation away. In other words, you can sin all you want. It won't affect you. It won't affect your salvation. And I'm telling you, that's dangerous. Because if you die sinning, this book says you going into the pit. That's what this book say. Now, you got preachers talking about trying to prove grace now, trying to teach grace from another perspective. No, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is not going to endorse sin. The grace will bring you to live like him, true grace. But now watch this. John 6 and verse 44 says that Jesus is the Savior. And it said, Jesus himself said, he said, now no one can come to me except God the Father draw him. Now here God is, loved the world so much, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. So God, while the world was sinning, hating him, planned to save every one of them that wanted to be saved and created a plan called salvation and now sent people to preach it to everybody, and anybody that will accept it can have it. But now watch this. Even though God created that great plan, you still in darkness, you couldn't even come to that great plan unless God draw you. That's what it means by grace. By grace are you saved. Let's get an understanding of grace. What is grace? Grace is more of a person than it is a thing. Because what is grace? The Bible called the Holy Spirit in Hebrews 10 verse 29, the Spirit of grace. The Spirit of grace. And so if you see grace as a person other than more than a thing, you won't get grace so mixed up, you know, and start talking about it's okay to sin because God's grace is so strong. No, God's grace is the Holy Spirit going out, because he said he poured out his Spirit upon all flesh. The Holy Spirit going out in a lost world, all of these sinners, and the Holy Spirit wooing you, encouraging you to come to this great plan of redemption. For by grace are ye saved. Now you see, that's a different picture. But they're trying to make grace just a thing. No, grace is an operation of God, an operation of the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Spirit had to draw you. And then he drew me one day. And then he started working in my life. He started setting up circumstances and situations in my life. And these circumstances that I went through made me look to God, and then when I would pray and ask him, he would do things for me, and it created faith in my heart, and it made me come to him. Grace is the operation of the Spirit of God, because no man can come to Jesus except God draw him. So by grace are you saved through faith. So we know that. Now, once we come to God, we have become Christians. Now, works are so important, but the church try to say, throw it out. No, don't throw these works out. Because if you throw these works out that I'm talking about, you're throwing Christianity out the window. You need to throw out the works of the law. We don't have to go off of bulls and goats, and we don't have to do all them washings, you know, that they had in the Old Testament. We don't have to depend on offerings and different things to get favor with God. No, we don't do those no more. But now that I've become a Christian, now God is living in me. Now God wants to live his life through me. These are the works that we are talking about. Any Christian that throw away those works, the world will never see God in you. Because you can talk all day, tell me you're a Christian. You can talk all day, tell me you believe in God until I see something. Until the world sees something. You know, we just talking. And that old saying, talk is cheap. And it is. It's very cheap. Until Christians live out their faith by their life, you'll never see Christ. And that's why St. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Somebody said, good works. God is interested in Christians having good works. Okay, now we done settled it that it, you know, the good works had nothing to do with salvation, but now that I'm saved, they got everything to do with proving salvation. Because if you don't have no good works in your life, you can't prove you saved. If you say you have come to God and I've given my life to him, and your life is still the same life you lived before your confession, how do anybody know you say you ain't saved? And if you are, you sure doing a good job at hiding it. And I wish you let me see it. I'd rather see a sermon any day than hear one. The Bible says in Acts 10:38, Jesus went about doing good. And I only tell these stories because preachers and leaders are supposed to be an example. And when I tell you things about my life, I'm not sounding a trumpet, but I am an example, and I'm showing you how to do it. I went to Piccadilly the other day, and they had a lady in a wheelchair, and she had to pay for her food, and she, for some reason, couldn't find her credit card and didn't have the money. She said, oh, my God. I said, put it on my tab. Then she said, the lady said, it's $37. I said, put it on my tab. And but before I could pay for it, she had found her $37. But what did that do? It made an impact on her life. I had no strings attached, just good works. Jesus went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Christians ought to make an effort of just doing good. When was the last time you did good for somebody? Without strings attached. You know, because most of the good that people do in the world, they got strings attached. And, you know, I did a favor for you last year. Now, why you ain't? No, that's just the world. But we ought to do good. We ought to. And it may not. It don't have to be money. When was the last time you went and took a bag of groceries to somebody? When was the last time you opened a door for somebody? Come on. When was the last time you tried to encourage somebody? You smiled at somebody. Christians ought to do good. Hallelujah. Jesus went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Now, let's read this scripture right here. 1 John chapter 3. Now, I want you to look at this verse and look at it good. 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. And this verse here really tells it all. It says, in this, the children of God is manifest and the children of the devil. Now, watch this. It's very, very simple to distinguish who are children of God and who are children of the devil. And he says, in this, he finna show you. Okay, in this the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever, what? Do it. It's what you do. It ain't what you say. We need to have a life. We need to have some good works. Amen. We need to start loving the unlovely. When was the last time you was able to smile at somebody that don't like you? It's easy to like everybody that like you. But when was the last time you put in the effort in trying to just love somebody that don't give a hoot about you? That's Christianity. Hallelujah. It says, in this the children of God is manifest, made known, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. If you don't do right... Now, you said, but I love the Lord. He heard my cry. I speak in tongue. You can speak in tongue till your tongue fall out. If you don't work some righteousness, the Bible says you are not of God. You've been ordained to good works, Christians. Glory to God. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Okay, the children of God and the children of the devil is manifest by these two things, working, doing righteousness and walking in love. If you're not working righteousness and you're not loving, the Bible said, now I didn't say it, the Bible said you are of your father the devil. And if you are born again, you acting like your other daddy. And the church need a double dose of this. Amen. I love it when the people of God come here and y'all love each other. I just love to see the people of God loving each other. And you got enough word in you that when some come up, you know how to work that word and keep peace. Yeah. Hallelujah. And we make sure we hammer on it here. We hammer on that word here. If you got an offense, if something going on, don't go tell nobody in the church but the person you got the issue with. Keep it between you two. And if that don't work, you know the next step. Then you get somebody and go to them. You know the next biblical step. Then bring it to the church. If they don't want to listen to the church, then we'll get the Father involved. That's how you keep peace. And then people can walk in love with each other. Isn't it good to have an atmosphere of love where you can love people? And you got a leadership that's going to enforce it? Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah, we'll invite you out this place if you ain't going to be your peacemaker. Because what we want is peace in the house. What we want is love in the house. Amen. And we're not just talking, we're loving this house first. But we want this love to just come out from among these walls and go to all the body of Christ and love everybody. Because this and this, the children of God and the children of the devil is manifested. Glory to God. Now, let me just read a couple more verses and I'm going to be finished. I'm going to quote this in John 14:15. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Okay, let me give you something. Remember I told you we're going to study on the commandments of God? Okay, here's a scripture. Sister Gardner gave me a scripture that blessed me Thursday night. And Ephesians 2, verse 15, include this in your study, because when I teach on the commandments of God, because God showed me where the commandments of God was in the Bible was separated from the law of Moses. The law of God was different from the law of Moses, and God fixed it that way, and I had never saw that in the Word. Okay, Ephesians 2, verse 15, it talks about the law of commandments was abolished at the cross. But notice in that verse, Ephesians 2, verse 15, it says the law of commandments contained in the ordinances. It was all the ordinances. It wasn't the Ten Commandments, because the Ten Commandments is the law of God. And keep in mind that one commandment in there about the Sabbath day, Jesus fulfilled the Sabbath. So he's not talking about keeping a day. He's talking about keeping a person, resting in that person the rest of your life, Jesus Christ. That's what that commandment was about. Okay? So keep that in mind. And then here's another one, Revelation. In fact, let me just go to that right fast. And then I'll get back to my message. Because this is for your study. Because I'm going to teach on this one day and make it all plain. But I'm letting you look it over, because you're supposed to test everything. Don't just take it just because I said it. But I'm giving you a head start to go study too. But in Revelation chapter 14, y'all remember we just got through teaching on the faith of Jesus Christ. Now watch this. During the great tribulation, there are going to be saints during that tribulation, walking the earth during that time. But the Bible does say that the church is not appointed unto wrath. But Revelation 14, verse 12, it says, here is the patience of the saints. In other words, these saints was living during the great tribulation, and they would not bow to the mark of the beast. If you read it in context, go read a few verses ahead of it. It says that here is the patience of the saints. Saints was during the tribulation. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and, connective conjunction, the faith of Jesus. So the faith of Jesus is still going to be intact, and the commandments of God. The commandments of God, they are still intact. So put that in your notes and we're going to read it. Now let me go back, start my clock again. We want to go to Galatians. Let's go to Galatians. You're created unto good works. Not only are you created unto good works, you're ordained to do this. Now, if we've been ordained to do this, why in the world we can't talk about it? And why is it legalism if I talk about it? I got so much life, so much love of God in me that I want to show it to people with no strings attached. Amen. All these preachers that I've dealt with, love every one of them. They can hate me all they want. I'm going to spank you when I have to, but I still love you. They don't understand love. And come on, parents, don't you love your kids when you spank their butt? Okay, why we get in the church and we don't believe that no more? Glory to God. Amen. Yeah, I love you and I'm going to spank you when you're wrong. Galatians 6, verse 9 through 10. Look at this. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Saints, you created unto good works. You ought to always do well. Why? Because you are painting a picture of how good the Father is. If you just do you, you will never paint a picture of how good the Father is. You know he's been good to you. You know his love has been extended to you. And the only way you can show his love is to, if you love me, keep my words, keep my commandments. And since we love him, I'm going to do good in my life, because I'm trying to paint a picture to everybody I run into how good the Father is. That's why I let my light shine. Now, the Bible said, be not weary. Don't get weary, because sometimes you can get weary. How many of y'all know folks will make you weary? Oh, yeah, some people make you say, it just ain't working with them, you know? Don't worry about it. You're not doing it for them. The Bible said that when they do you wrong and you do them good, you're heaping coals of fire on their head. You know what those coals of fire is? The judgment of God. The fire of God gonna handle them. God going to handle them. And they may, that fire may cause them to be saved. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. If you just don't give up, if you just don't quit, if you fix it in your mind, I'm going to do well for the rest of my life. See, that's my resolve. I'm going to do well in every situation. I'm going to do well everywhere I go. I ain't going to let nobody dirty my heart up. I ain't going to let nothing discourage me. If I feel discouraged, I'm going to talk to you. Discouragement, go. Come on now. You got to talk to that stuff. You're going to have some days like that, but talk to it. Cast it out. We got too much ahead of us now to be worried about what's going on in this temporal. Don't be weary in well-doing, because in due season you're going to reap if you faint not. Now let's go back to Revelation. We've been created unto good works. Revelation chapter 14, and we're going to start at verse 12 again. It says, here is the patience of the saints. See, now watch this. Watch this. I'm telling you, when you make this decision that you're going to let your light shine, you're going to have to, when you make up in your mind. I remember we used to sing in the old church, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. And I do. I want to be a Christian in my heart, and I want to be a Christian in my life. I want my works and my love to equal my confession. And all Christians are going to have to make that decision. Amen. If you want to please God. Now, the Bible said, here's the patience of the saints. Why you need patience? Because this is not always, you don't always get your joy back immediately from people, but you'll always get joy back from God. So don't look to the person. Some people so dirty and low down, they may not even respond. But you are not doing it for them to respond. You're doing it to reveal the Father. It says, and here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. And we usually preach this at funerals, but we need to preach this at the living. when Sister God read this Thursday, it hit me like a ton of bricks. This ain't just for the dead. This for the living. It says, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, said the Spirit, they rest, what? From their labors. You created unto good works. When God saved you, he expected you to labor. Now, hold your finger right there. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I think it's verse 9. Read that for me, somebody.
Wherefore we labor.
Watch this. Look at Paul. Wherefore we labor. Paul understood laboring. The church in our day need to understand laboring. We done threw the works out and don't want nobody to talk about works. But works got a lot to do with salvation. It has nothing to do with getting you saved, but it got everything to do with staying saved and proving I'm saved. Now that's the Bible. Read it.
Wherefore we labor.
Wherefore we labor.
That whether present or absent.
Now watch this. Paul said that whether present, he's talking about present with the Lord or absent from the Lord, because the verse preceding that says we walk by faith, not by sight. He said, I'd rather be present with the Lord, but then I'd be absent from the body. So he says, since I'm in my body, I labor while I'm in my body here on earth, that whether present or absent, I may be accepted of him. God will not accept you if you are not laboring. I'm telling you this, what this Bible said. God will not accept you. He saved you. He ordained you. And he made you unto good works. You didn't work to get it. But you better start working if you want to keep it. You better start working if you want to be approved by God. Because Paul said, we labor that we might be accepted of him. And a lot of Christians going to be shocked when they die and their works follow them on into the presence of God. And God going to see you. Come here, Casey. Come here. Well, stay right there. Well, we believe you're going to live a long life, but I'm going to play like you just died so Tammy can handle it. Come on, you done died. You're coming up to the throne. All right, stop right there. Now you facing God. God going to look at this. Then he going to deal with you. You can be seated. Y'all see that? I'm going to show you some scripture for that now. That's what the church don't know. And the church need to wake up. Because Paul said we labor that we might be accepted of him. If you saved, and you're not living right, and you're not doing good works, when you come up to that throne, it's going to be inspected. And this scripture says it. Watch this. Okay, thank you for that scripture, but let's go back to Revelation. It says, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. There is no way possible you going to go to God and your works not going to follow you. They following you. Now, what's following us? Whatever following us day by day is going to follow us in eternity. So we better make sure we got everything right. Come on, somebody. We better make sure we keeping it right, Lord. I'm getting everything straight, Lord. Ain't nothing following me that ain't right. Because I don't know when I'm going to check out. And when I check out, my work's checking out with me. And my work's going to come up there and say, hey, this is who he really is. Your work's going to follow you. They're going to follow you into eternity. Now, let me close in Romans. The Bible said the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And in the law of the Spirit is the word of truth. And it's not legalism to have to do these things. God said, I ordain you. You created unto good works. Hallelujah. Now, how can you not do good works? And God said, I'm going to let your works follow you. Romans 2 and verse 6. Watch this. God is a righteous judge who will render to every man. Somebody say every man. Every man. Now, how can some people exclude themselves from every man? Come on. So you're so favorite. Now, you're such a favorite of God that God going to write something in the scripture and then you can exclude yourself because he favor me. Okay, he favored his word. Okay. And if you stay in this word, you got his favor. Bible said, who will render to every man according to his deed. So don't tell me that now you saved and your deeds don't matter. Your deeds matter. And your deeds, which are your works and your labor, will follow you into glory. Amen. So since I know that, Christians, let's do good works. We've been created unto good works. Good works ought to be a pleasure. And now keep in mind why you're doing the good works. Please keep this in mind, that I may glorify the Father.
Well, praise the Lord. We're going to have to cut into the broadcast. We're just about out of time, but I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you would like to have a free copy of the message, you can get in touch with us by calling 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. We will be more than happy to sow this message in your life. If you want to go to our webpage to get other teachings from the Word of God, absolutely free, go to www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you'd like to send us a note on the email, you can do so at the letters scmcci@hotmail.com. That's scmcci@hotmail.com. A number again is 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying, we love you, we thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus. Someone cares.